Hello, welcome. I'm Graham Rice. Thank you for joining me today for this special edition of the Wackerload of Monkeys here on Radio Catskill. I always have a pre-recorded show tucked away in case the car breaks down in the middle of nowhere or snow blocks the roads. In case, for some reason, it's just not possible to bring you the show I planned. So, this is the Snow Show. Now, there are people, adults and kids, in our listening area across the country and across Britain and Ireland as well, who are having a very tough time, living in poverty. And I just wanted to remember those who face poverty and homelessness. The Kids Count data snapshot from the Annie E. Casey Foundation reports that COVID actually helped many kids and families with very low incomes as the various support measures were put in place. But after COVID, they were slowly withdrawn and child poverty is now up to 13%. That's about 13 million children in poverty across America. In Britain, the Social Metrics Commission, an independent body bringing together poverty specialists from across the political spectrum, recently reported that 5.2 million children, not to mention 1.5 million seniors in the UK, are now judged to be in poverty. And the US and the UK are two of the most prosperous countries in the world. So, having said all that, having set the brutal scene, let's not spend an hour on statistics and polemic. Let's hear some moving, uplifting, encouraging and amusing folk music about poverty and hard times, and optimism in the face of adversity. All summed up in this Utah Phillips song from Kirsty Bromley.
We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. Sometimes our living gets so dark and lonesome, it seems like there's nothing we can do. And so we reach out to each other and raise a song together and let our voices carry us through. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. And when the war clouds gather, so easy to get angry, and just as hard not to be afraid. But we know in our own hearts, no matter what happens, you just can't turn your back and walk away. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. So hand in hand together, we help each other carry the life that beats within us every day. If we can learn to live, to walk and talk and give, this world of peace won't be so far away. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come. We are singing through the hard times, singing through the hard times, working for the good times to come.
That's Kirsty Bromley from Sheffield in England with a song by the great Uta Phillips called Singing Through the Hard Times from her EP Sweet Nightingale. OK, next up, let's hear a Christy Moore song about the realities of being on the dole and then a Jez Lowe song about queuing for work at the docks.
I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. Oh well, I never asked for a lot, I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family and my home. Now they say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. Oh, when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I never missed a dinner, went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served them best I could. Now with a handshake and a check it seems so easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and through good. Now the owner says he's sad to see the things have got so bad. But the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still drives a car and smokes a cigar. But still he takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. Now it seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent and I can't afford the rent. There's one law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so I might pay my way. Oh, but everywhere I go, the answer's always no. There's no work for anyone here today. No work today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man. Beside me in the queue, I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life. And God knows what the kids are going to do. Now that we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside, for as long as I live I never will forgive. You've stripped me of my dignity and pride. You've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare. Thank you.
There's a call on the dock that they're taking on men. They're taking on men. Idle time's over, they're taking on men. So get out of your bed and get down there. There's talk of big paybacks and 15-month contracts for skilled men and labourers, clerks and apprentices. Oh, Swan shouts to Neptune, they're taking on men, and they're heading in droves to the river. And the gates are wide open, they're taking on men. They're taking on men. There's keels to be laid in dry dock and dry pen to build on a fine reputation. There's good lads have died for it, fought with the Clyde for it, rifled with Barrow from Wallsend to Charrow. Now it's gone in our favour, it's good times again. I tell you, it's just like the old days. And that sweet ring of chains means they're taking on men, they're taking on men. And steel scraping concrete, they're taking on men. It's a lullaby straight off the water. They'll haul plate and pipe as the language gets ripe. There'll be bells ringing, horns blaring, crackers at dawn swearing. Things have never been this good since God knows when. We'll be sneezing and satin in no. Taking on men, they were taking on men. We took it for granted that them taking on men would always be how we'd make wages. Ah, but some say that needy days turned into greedy days. Now the kings of this industry are Polish and Japanese. And gone are the days they were taking on men, and the quayside's a drunken man's playground. Yes, gone are the days they were taking on men. So get back to your bed and your memories.
And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life, and God knows what the kids are going to do. First, we heard Ordinary Man, a song by Peter Hames, who's from Grimsby, which is a fishing port on the northeast coast of England, where the fishing industry as well as manufacturing have dramatically declined. And that was the title track of Christy Moore's 1985 release, about a factory worker being thrown out of work as the factory closes and about his struggles to survive. Ordinary Man. And then we heard Jez Lowe. When the word went out that the docks were hiring, the men waited at the gate, hoping to be chosen for a day's work. Gone are the days they were taking on men, so get back to your bed and your memories. Great song, and that's from the album Jack Coleman's Anthem. Next up, a song about becoming homeless through breaking up with your true love, from Richard Thompson. That's The Poor Ditching Boy. And then The Poor Man's Lamentation, from The Songs of Separation, about how the rich profit from the work of the poor.
Was there ever a winter so cold and so sad, a river too weary to flood? The storm in cut through to my skin, the cheek cut through to my blood. I was looking for trouble to tangle my line, but trouble came looking for me.
I knew I was standing on treacherous ground. I was sinking too fast to run free. With a screaming, I dove away. She left me far north. The storm in a wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood. I would not be asking, I would not be seen. Begging on mountain or hill, but I'm ready and blind with my hands tied behind. I've neither a mind nor a will. With a scheming, I'd always she left me born off. The storm in a wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. It's bitter the meat of the poor ditching boy. He'll always believe what they say. They tell him it's hard to be honest and true. Doesn't mind if he doesn't get paid. With a screaming, I'd always she left me far and on. The storm and the wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood.
A realm for angels fit. Oh, were it not for the unquiet race who thickly tenant it. There is enough for all, and much besides to spare. Yet hundreds daily, hourly fall from want and woe and care. The poor men work and plough and till and cultivate the soil. The rich men reap and spend at will the profits of their toil. Why is it thus we did create lords, senators and kings, to trample down their fellow man as mean and soulless things? Made a cheerless scene of war and woe and theft and strife, and scarce a joy between. Kingcraft and priestcraft side by side reign pregnant through the land, while crime and luxury and pride march forward hand in hand. Things bright and fair, God made thee such, but man, alas, has filled thee with despair. The earth would be a holy place, as paradise above, could we but teach the human race equality and love. The earth would be a holy place, as paradise above, could we but teach the human race equality and love. earth would be a holy place, as paradise above, could we but teach the human race equality and love.
That's the Songs of Separation Collective with a song called Poor Man's Lamentation from the Songs of Separation album. And the impressive group of women brought together for this project were Eliza Carthy and Corinne Polbert, Mary McMaster and Kate Young, Hannah James, Hazel Askew and Rowan Reingens, Jen Butterworth and Jenny Hill, plus Hannah Reid, a New York-based musician who spent most of her childhood on the Scottish island where they all convened for a week to record the record, the Isle of Egg. That's E-I-G-G. And before that, from back in 1972, The Poor Ditching Boy from his album Henry the Human Fly, that was Richard Thompson. Now, back in 1977, Peter Bellamy wrote a folk opera about the days when punishment in Britain for many relatively small crimes was to be transported, shipped off to a penal colony. Originally, convicts were sent to America and then later to Australia, usually for life. This is a song called Us Poor Fellows about how poverty can drive a man to stealing. The singer is Nick Jones.
Times they are hard and the wages are poor. None of us poor fellows have money in store. So how can a good man keep the wolf from the door? Poor fellows, we all will go down. When work it is scarce, tell me how. How can we afford to buy shoes for our feet? How can we get clothing to keep off the sleet? Poor fellows, we might as well drown. If we could find labor, we ne'er would complain. We'd work well for a master, his favour to gain. We'd be honest and faithful with never a stain. But poor fellows, how will we survive? We could plough the good land and we could fish the salt sea. We could work in the woodland of felling of trees, but when only the breath of our bodies is free, poor fellows, can we stay alive? Now a man that is single is free of all care. He can soon leave a district if no work be there. There's no manner of hardship that he cannot bear. Poor fellows, if he is alone. But a man with a family, his hands they are tied. He must look to their comfort or lose all his pride. He can't wander away, but must stay by their side. Poor fellow, and maintain his home. A man that is willing can't understand why. He can find no employment, how hard he may try. And it break his poor heart for to see his wife cry. Poor fellow, he'll do what he can. And a man that is desperate and he can't find a job, he will know.
not be contented to sit home and sob. Be he ever so honest, he'll turn out and rob. Poor fellow, to prove he's a man. If a good man go robbing, you know it's a shame. He brings scorn and misfortune on his honest name. But in pitiful straits, tell me who is to blame. Poor fellow, you know he must try. Let us hope that these hard times, they soon pass away. All unto our sweet Saviour we earnestly pray, that this dark cloudy morn bring a glorious day. Poor fellows, sometime ere we die.
From The Transports, a folk opera by Peter Bellamy, that was Nick Jones with Us Poor Fellows.
Every now and then, somebody asks me about the name of this show, The Wagon Load of Monkeys. What's with the wagon load? What does it mean? Where does it come from? So, The Wagon Load of Monkeys. First, and perhaps most importantly, it comes from an old English expression, as artful as a wagon load of monkeys, which seems to describe pretty well the creativity and the surprises in store from British and Irish folk music these days. It's also the name of a mystery novel, A Wagon Load of Monkeys, set in my hometown in England and written by David Fletcher, a dear departed friend. Since deciding on the name of the show, I've also discovered two more things. Firstly, it's the name of a long-established and much-loved British Cayley band, and not so long ago, I even received an email wanting to book the band. Nothing to do with me, though. I was also reminded that the Wagon Load of Monkeys was the name used in the fictional diaries of British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's husband, back in the Reagan years. In these fictional diaries of Dennis Thatcher, it was the name of the pub to which he often retreated for a necessary recuperative gin and tonic. So that's it, the origin of the name of this show. The Wagon Load of Monkeys.
Okay, time for a little humour, don't you think? First, the great Roy Bailey with In These Hard Times, and then Alex Glasgow and the Northern Sinfonia with Keep Your Feet Still, Geordie Hinney.
Can make a galley happy. Food is dear, rent is dear, but love is cheap at the time of year. So grab the nearest miss and whisper while you kiss. In these hard times, you've got to put up with anything. In these hard times, you mustn't pick or choose. And if you're nice and squeeze her tight, she'll ask you around tomorrow night. If you don't mind sitting without a light in these hard times. Rather mean, went out one Saturday marketing. She saw out in the gutter a codfish on a shutter. She felt its gums, poked her thumbs all round the fish, and she said, oh crumbs, it don't look nice at all. And the costery had to bore. In these hard times, you've got to put up with anything. In these hard times, you mustn't pick or choose. That codfish there's a sacrifice, and I ask you, mum, would you look nice if you'd have been torpedoed twice in these hard times? Farmer Brown came to town, he spent the day at the cattle show, then went to wet his whistle inside the Hotel Cecil. Lady fair, here and there, had all her neck and her shoulders bare, said Farmer Brown.
dainty back. In these hard times, you've got to put up with anything. In these hard times, you mustn't pick or choose the fancy kind of dress you wear. Leaves all your neck and your shoulders bare. If you're lucky to be dressed up to there. In these hard times, in these hard times, you've got to put up with anything. In these hard times, you mustn't pick or choose the fancy kind of dress you wear. Leaves all your neck and your shoulders bare. But you're lucky to be dressed up to there. In these hard times.
Oh, Geordie and Bob Johnson both lay one bed in the little lodging who's stoon by the shore. But afore they'd been an hour asleep, a kick from Geordie's foot made him waken up to roar instead of snore. Keep your feet still, Geordie, hinny, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. So give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie, lad, and divin drive me bunny dreams away. Now I dreamt there was a dancing held, and Mary Clark was there, and I thought we tripped it neatly o'er the floor. And I pressed a heave and breast of mine whilst waltzing round the room. That's more than I'd done ever day afore. Keep your feet still, Geordie, hinny, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. So give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie, lad, and divin drive me bonny dreams away. Now you know the lad she gans with, the callin' Jimmy Green, and I thought he'd try to spoil us so our fun. So I dreamt I nailed him heavy, and I blacked the big fuel's eyes. If I'd slept, it's hard to tell what I would have done. Keep your feet still, Geordie, hinny, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. So give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie, lad, and divin drive me bonny dreams away. Now I dreamt I'd set a yam that night, content we went along. I kissed her lips 100 times a mare. I wish the road would never end, so happy like was I could walk 1,000 miles with Mary there. Keep your feet still, Geordie, hinny, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. So give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie, lad, and divin drive me bonny dreams away. Now I dreamt Jim Green had left the toon and left his love to me, and I dreamt Warhouse was furnished with the best, and I dreamt I just had left the church with Mary by me side. When your clumsy feet completely spoiled the rest, keep your feet still, Geordie, hinny, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. So give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie, lad, and divin drive me bonny dreams away.
In these hard times, you've got to put up with anything. In these hard times, you mustn't pick and choose. And if you rice and squeeze her tight, she'd ask you round tomorrow night, if you don't mind sitting without a light in these hard times. First, we heard Roy Bailey there with In Hard Times from Past Masters, and then Keep Your Feet Still, Geordie Hinny by Alex Glasgow and the Northern Symphonia from the album Now and Then. So, in 1905, a wax cylinder by the Edison Male Quartet was released. It was Edison Gold Molded Record number 9120. And it was a song written around 50 years earlier called Hard Times Come Again No More. Let's hear a taste of that original, and then we'll hear the recent version by the Chieftains with guest Paolo Nazzini on the vocals.
Hard Times Come Again No More by the Edison Quartet.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears,
while we all come travel with the poor.
There's a song that will linger
let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sob sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. No, their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. A pale, drooping maiden who toils her life away, with a worn heart whose bitter days are o'er. Though her voice would be merry to sighing all the day, oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
Hard Times, Come Again No More, written by Stephen Foster in the middle of the 19th century. We heard a wax cylinder recording from 1905 by the Edison Male Quartet. And then from the album Voice of Ages, a version by Paolo Nutini and the Chieftains. Next up, we have Cotton Mill Colic, an American song written in the late 1920s. The song laments the refusal of mill managers to pay a living wage, with which the working man could purchase not only those small luxuries he desires, but also the barest of life's necessities. The paltry wages that mill hands received were said to emasculate working men by preventing them from filling their traditional male roles as family breadwinners. That was how it was described 100 years ago. Now we have the gig economy. And then we'll hear a song about not knowing where you're going to sleep each night. Cotton Mill Colic from Petta Webb, and then Sleep Tonight by Rory MacLeod and the Familiar Strangers.
When you buy clothes on easy terms, collectors treat you like measly worms. $1 down, then the Lord knows, if you don't make the payments, they'll take your clothes. Go to bed at night, you can't sleep. You owe so much at the end of the week. No use to colic there all that way, pecking at your door till they get your pay. I'm gonna starve or nobody will. You can't make a living out of Cottonmill. $12 a week is all we get. How in the heck can you live on that? I got a wife and 14 kids. We all sleep on two bedsteads. Got patches on my breeches, holes in my hat. Haven't had a shave since the wife got fat. No use to colic every day at noon. The kids get to crying in a different tune. I'm gonna starve or nobody will. You can't make a living out of Cottonmill. When you go to work, you work like the devil. At the end of the week, you're not on the level. Payday comes, pay your rent. When you get through, you haven't got a cent to buy fat back meat, pinto beans. Now and then we get turnip greens. No use to colic, we're all that way. Can't get the money to move away. I'm gonna starve or nobody will. You can't make a living out of Cottonmill. They'll run a few days and then they'll stand just to keep down the working man. We can't make it, we never will, so long as we work in this lousy mill. The poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting rich. If I don't starve, I'm a son of a... No use to colic, no use to rave. We'll never rest till we're in our grave. I'm gonna starve or nobody will. You can't make a living out of Cottonmill. Can't make a living out of Cottonmill.
A mountain path, I picked a little fruit to eat, and I drank from a river, bubbling water, cold and sweet. I walked up the main street, a cock crowed, it was way past midnight, and I asked myself, where am I going to sleep tonight? Somebody's walking dark streets, loaded down with a pack on their back, and a piece of paper on which some blind man drew them a map. There's a gang of dogs barking, somebody home so their teeth won't bite. They look up at the sky, wondering where they might sleep tonight. Could be a park bench or in the shadow of the trees if the cops don't come, or in the back of that open truck and wait before the rising sun. And the chill of the morning will make them jump up and down a key wall. But they'd better find cover soon, cos there's a strong wind brewing like a storm. But I'll build a fire, come get warm with me. Come let us find a camping place. Wake up with me, I love to hug a fire. I'm looking for a job with honest pay. The trees are blossoming in flowers. I must move on, I've got to go. Spring is flowing through my veins, and I've got to hit the road. I'll be fine. warming up in spot brushing, scrubbing, cherry picking to bring some cash in for our next meal. I used to make bags to sell in the winter time. I've sold all sorts of few things that were mine, poaching food, copper and steel. In a graveyard as heavy as a stone, I won't wake the dead. I'll find me a gravestone and bless the deceased as I lay my head. A song humming in my throat, I'm whistling a tune with a hopeful mind. I've got a loaf of bread to chew while I'm planning where to sleep tonight. Well, I'll build a fire, I'll get warm with me. Come let us find a camping place. Wait, go with me, I love to hug a fire. I'm looking for a job with honest pay. The trees are blossoming in flowers. I must move on, I've got to go. Spring is flowing through my veins. I've got to hit the road. I'm a landlord of folks are boiling their kettle over a fire by the side of the road in etching tents and camps. I met beggars and street screamers training babies to cry like lullaby cheeks and masterless servants. A coffin man, my last cigarette. But on the packet was a number of a house in a town of a friend I met. I knock on doors, but knock, 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 it's earth both ways. I sing out on the streets, I sing a lullaby cheat serenade. Well, I build a fog, I get warm with me. Come let us find a camping place. Wait, come with me, I love to hug a fire. I'm looking for a job with honest pay. The trees are blossoming in flowers. I must move on, I've got to go. Spring is flowing through my veins. I've got to hit the road. I go and notice that it keeps me free. I can be invisible when I want to be when I'm travelling the back lines. The police through my camp see how much I'll take. Sometimes I'll bounce the da 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 the break when I'm travelling the road. Town. I don't recognise anyone. I'm fiddling on the street, trying to earn some money and fun. Somersaulting and juggling with all my body and my soul and my might. I shout out to the crowd, have you got a place to sleep for tonight? A younger brother leads me through the streets to his family's house to sleep. His mother treats me like a long-lost son, gives me blankets and a bite to eat. Her lost son Pancho is travelling somewhere over there in Yorkshire. I'm in Chiapas, Mexico, hoping her son has been found somewhere. Well, I build a fog, I get warm with me. Come let us find a camping place. Wait, come with me, I love to hug a fire. I'm looking for a job with honest pay. The trees are blossoming in flowers. I must move on, I've got to go. Spring is flowing through my veins. I've got to hit the road. The road that somewhere lies anywhere. Well, we wouldn't weep if we got nowhere. Just travelling. There'll always be travellers under these skies. When there ain't no travellers, there won't be any sunrise.
That's a great song, isn't it? Sleep Tonight by Rory MacLeod and the Familiar Strangers from their album The Glee and the Spark from 2016. And before that, Petta Webb, such a fine singer, and Ken Hall with their treatment of an American song, Cotton Mill Colic, from their album As Close As Can Be, released in 2000. Now, finally, in this choice of music about poverty, homelessness and hard times, a song which tells us what we should be doing about it, Shake the Chains. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains.
Aren't we good? Don't we work hard? We pay our taxes. We credit our cards. Don't ask awkward questions. Don't step out of line. Don't go out and vote, 'cause we don't have the time. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains.
Well, what's the point in voting? Nothing changes anyway. You wake up in the morning, everything's the same. All of our energy dissipated on the screen, and we're way too tired to go walking in the street. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains. There's financial mechanisms that you wouldn't understand. It's way too complicated and unnecessarily bland. But on the other channel, we're all held in the thrall. The Colosseum's packed, it's Rome before the fall. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains. No one will do it for you. We are many, they are few. Shake the chains.
That's Shake the Chains, which is the name of the song, the album and the band. And the band are Nancy Kerr, Finlay Napier, I'm going to go and see him next week, Hannah Martin, Greg Russell and Tim Yates. The song that tells us what to do about it. Right then, we're playing out of the special Poverty and Hard Times Snow Show edition of the Wagon Load of Monkeys on Radio Catskill with a tune called The Unemployment Line from Kipps Bay. Thank you for joining me today. You can find a list of all the music we've heard today at wagonload.org now, and you can listen again too. If you have any thoughts, Graham at wjffradio.org. Next week, no idea. This is a pre-recorded snow show after all. I'm airing it because something's prevented me putting together my planned show. Perhaps that's the one we'll hear next week. We'll see. But tune in next Sunday at 3, please, and you'll be sure of some fine British and Irish folk music, plenty of treats. So, please stay tuned to Radio Catskill, and as ever, drive like a jackass. Bye now.
The 42nd Annual Calicoon Country Fair is Saturday, July 25th from 10 to 5 in Calicoon, New York. A full day of live music, local vendors, food and fun for the whole family with pony rides, bouncy house, line dancing, and more starting at 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Sullivan County Democrat, Hudson Valley Credit Union, Seminary Hill, Wayne Bank, Jeff Bank, Garnet Health, and Sullivan Catskills. Information at visitcalicoon.com. Paid for by the Calicoon Business Association.
You know those best if used by or consume by labels on food? Well,
something like 20% of all food waste is attributed to confusion over date labels.
California recently banned most food expiration labeling. It's a huge change and one that forces the question of who decides the dates, how they choose, and whether they're needed at all. That's on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
Hey everyone, it's Tom Candela from Curtain Call. This week on the show, I'm taking you inside one of the most influential organizations in American theater. It's New Dramatists. Join me for a fascinating conversation with artistic director Emily Morse, playwright and Broadway librettist Christopher Diaz, and Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Susan Laurie Parks as we explore mentorship and the creative process behind some of today's most celebrated theater. That's this week on Curtain Call, Monday night at 7, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.